Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 13 to 15. It is better to trust in God no matter what happens. We read in Job chapter 13 verses 15 and 16 like this. In the words of Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation. As Job processed his current pitiful situation, he made a very important decision that would go a long way in providing him fortitude for his arduous journey ahead. He proposed to put himself in God's hands despite his ignorance of God's purposes for him. He could not save himself after all. So no matter what God did to him, even to the point of taking his life, he would trust God completely. By this submitting himself to God, Job was not conceding that his friend's accusation about him were justified. Indeed, he maintained that his defense before them was indisputable. Job then turned to the Lord with two requests and five questions. He begged for God to take away his hand of wrath and to deliver him from fear. He then asked God to reveal the gravity of his sins, why God was hiding from him, why God was treating him as an enemy, why God was scaring him who was like a leaf tossed in the wind, and why God was going after him whose life had turned to dry wood. To Job, it seemed that God had put him in an impossible situation of holding him accountable for misdeeds that he refused to disclose to him. Job then concluded that human beings by nature and birth were hopelessly fragile and impaired. Their existence is temporal and their days were predetermined by God. It was therefore better to trust in God no matter what happens. Job is a good example to emulate. He resolved to trust God even though his life had turned sour for him. Even though darkness was on every side, Job decided to look up to the light of the world for guidance and comfort. During times of intense trouble, let us also resolve to trust in God and wait on Him to act on our behalf. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 7 tells us this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.